B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Much better too.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that's real. I think they're really, really good. I mean, I think they're going to the finals. So
I want to ask you about that, but I'm going to tell you the first thing. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios only from Comcast. So when you look at the futures in the NBA, the Sixers have the fourth best odds at 8-1 to win the NBA title. The Eagles are at 14-1 right now and have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're tied for the sixth best odds, three teams at 14-1, Eagles, Packers, Bears. Where's the better bet there, Anthony? You go parlay?
Wow, that'd be awesome.
The 14-1, 8-1?
That's pretty impressive. You know, I mean, they're both good in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at the Sixers, like, I think the Sixers have a real chance. If you think they're the best team in the East, I do, along with Milwaukee. And I know Milwaukee's a little bit higher than them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're getting 8-1 back. And obviously, the Eagles, it's a little bit tougher forecast for the Birds, because you really need to see what these other teams are going to be.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you got to, like, I like the way the Eagles look. So I think the Eagles look pretty strong. But, you know, I don't know. Is there another team? First of all, how did the Rams come back? What's Gurley look like?
Chicago.
What's Rodgers look like? Chicago, Minnesota. You know, I'm a big believer in I think the Niners have a big year.
Yeah.
But again, that doesn't mean, you know, I mean, how good are they? And you know how it goes. There's a rhythm to that season.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it starts off, you get these teams that go 7-1, they're putting all kinds of points on the board, and then all of a sudden, it kind of reverts a little bit.
Yeah, you go, a team like the Rams goes all of a sudden to Chicago, and they crack the code on how to defend the team.
Right.
And then everybody imitates it the rest of the way, which is what happened last year.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, football to me is harder to predict. The Eagles coming out of the NFC is harder to predict than the Sixers coming out of the East.
Okay.
There's only...
So that's the more...
I mean, think about
sure
it, right?
Bet, if
I
you
mean,
will.
You got... We all believe you got Milwaukee, you got Boston, you got Indiana. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of really it. You know, let's see if the Nets.
Well, Brooklyn, but yeah, that's Kyrie with no KD.
There's no KD. Right. So I look at that. I look at these teams. I go, you know, probably it's between the Sixers, Milwaukee, Boston.
Yeah. And then Miami, even if they end up getting Russell Westbrook.
I think Westbrook. I don't fear that team. Westbrook and Jimmy Butler?
No.
I'm trying to think what team I would even fear that he goes to. He goes to Toronto. Am I going to fear that?
No.
Not really.
No, they don't have enough around.
He goes to Detroit. So you pair him with Blake Griffin? I mean, it's better, but I don't really think that they become a favorite.
No, they're not going to jump up the board that high. Mm. So no matter where he ends up in the Eastern Conference, Chicago, same thing, or wherever. It doesn't matter where he goes. The line on him is that you just can't win with him. He's too ball dominant. You can't win with him anyway. He might be exciting to watch. And he may put up some monster numbers. He's going to put up monster numbers. That's what he does. But, you know, is he going to become a threat if he gets traded to somebody in the East? So you got the more sure bet going, Sixers. Okay. That's interesting. How do you feel about the parlay? Let's do that. We should do the parlay next time we're at Parks.
How do you go?
I want to load the Eagles Sixers parlay and see what the payout is at
the
on a
double
Hondo.
Parade.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Imagine
the double parade
for February parade and then June.
Wow, that'd be pretty cool.
610-632-0975.
I wonder what that would pay out.
Ty, are you figuring that out now?
Yeah, I've got their app. I'll let you know in a second.
All right, he's going to load the parlay.
Well, the Parks Bet Slip Builder app.
I love it.
Is what it is.
All right, so we'll find out what the odds are on the parlay. I'm going to put a hundo down on it.
Wow, the double parade.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how we would be with a double-double parade?
You know where I'm not going? Triple parade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Let's go to Larry in Camden on the Fanatic. What's up, Larry?
Well, good morning, fellas. What's going on?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you guys doing?
So, good, buddy.
Too funny, because 2 weeks ago when I was at the South Philly Turf Club, I was the guy with the red shirt with the Dr. J shirt on.
Yeah. It was great to see you, man.
Yeah, right? So I'm over here listening to what you guys were asking as far as what the Super Bowl kind of does to us as a fans. And I got to tell you, you know, from my standpoint of view, from what I think is this. You know, through the years, you know, they always build us up to tear us down before the Super Bowl, right? You know, we had the historic defense in 92. In my personal opinion, we had Westbrook, was one of the best running backs in the NFL at the time. We had NFC championship games. We made it to the big game. We had Reggie, all these things, right? But memorable games in the Miracle Meadowlands Part 2. So we have all these things, and they never got to it. So finally, when they actually won it, you know, in that year, I mean, we were blowing teams out by 30 points. And we were doing really good, and we won the whole thing. So we know what that feels like. And
to me,
it's like a form of confidence, you know what I mean? So, like, going into the season, we're not looking for, hey, we got a good defense, but, or we're not looking for, you know, we had a good game last year. We know what it's like to put it all together. And looking into this season, I got to tell you, I got a lot of confidence going into this season.
I know.
I do too,
because I think their offense, I mean, look at their offense, how stacked it is.
Right.
I think their offense could be really scary.
Think about it, cuz. I mean, think about this. You got Ertz. In my opinion, he's the best tight end in the game. I don't care.
I love Goddard, too.
Yeah.
Right.
12 personnel.
Yeah.
Right. We still got Nelly. We still got Jeffries. We got this kid from Stanford who I think is going to come through pretty big for us. We got D-Jax back. Our offensive line looks good. You know, our defense line, as always.
Jordan Howard in a contract year and a young running back in Miles Sanders.
They look so good. Yeah. They look really, really good. They look scary, Larry. You're right on, man.
So really think about it. So, you know, all of us, everybody listening, including all us three right now, we went through it. We went through the muck. We went through the highs and lows. We won it. And now we know what it's like. And now we know what it feels like. And that's for me. That's what the Super Bowl did for me, cuz.
Yep. I love that. That's a great answer, Larry. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
We Andy Dufresne'd it.
Yeah.
We crawled through the sewage system.
All right, I got it.
All right, so this is the combo platter?
So this is off of, you know, Parks Casino. They have a bet slip builder thing.
Yeah, I love this.
So you can just do it, right? So
wow.
Sixers winning the championship is 9-1.
All right, so plus 900.
And the Eagles winning the Super Bowl is 12-1.
Plus 1,200.
Together, if you put $100 on the double parade, are you ready?
$100 bet.
$100 for the double parade.
All right.
It pays $13,000.
Whoa.
Get excited.
You gotta do it, right? Why's it gotta be 13 though? Lucky number 13.
It pays $13,000 even.
Whoa. Holy. Tyler just ran this. He ran Eagles, Sixers, Flyers.
Oh,
triple parade.
That's retired, right?
$100 bet, $273,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, he ran Eagles, Sixers, Phillies. And the payout there, I don't see the payout there. What's the payout for that one, Tyler? Tyler in for Andrew today.
That payout is $299,000.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Oh, that's insane.
What's the 4-for-4 parade?
Yeah, do that.
I'll take a look at that right now.
4-for-4 is like $1 million, probably. You probably own Parks.
Yeah. No, that's moved to Barbados with a good satellite dish. Wow. Let's go.
4-for-4 parade.
That'd be insane. Blaze in Cheltenham's on the Fanatic. What's up, Blaze?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey,
yeah, long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
A couple quick points. I mean, like, I was born in Trinidad. I grew up in Trinidad. My dad lived in Philadelphia. I always looked at the news to see if the Philly teams won. I wouldn't know what it was, but I knew who had the more points won. And I heard you said your thirst was quenched for the Eagles. I live in Philadelphia now. My whole thing is, I'm still walking through the desert, and I believe a bird cannot fly on one wing. We need two wings, man. At least we get us another championship. And second point.
Yeah, real quick, let's examine that for 1 second. Like, it goes without saying that you want more. But there was a certain thirst that was quenched in that when you've never had any. Like, you didn't know what it was like. We thought forever that none of us would ever see one. So, like, that's even bigger than 1-2. 0-1 is bigger than 1-2, is my only point. Even though we want to.
Yeah. I understand. And the Sixers, like, people dunking on Tobias. I think Tobias, people don't realize, I think Tobias is a superstar. And he looked like he was lost on this team. Certain times you see glimmers of what he could be. But people don't realize he's a good player. And I think he could be great. Now, if Simmons come back a little better and B come back a little better, I don't see anybody in the NBA stopping us. They could have who they could put whoever they want on their team. They're not beating the Sixers, and it's just not because I'm a Sixers fan. It's because I used to play basketball and I understand basketball. The Sixers are way better than they was last year with Jimmy Butler. I like Butler, but I think the Sixers,
I think you're right about Tobias. I think Tobias, and without Jimmy dominating the basketball and having to share that kind of spot, he moves up an arc, and so it's him and Embiid, right? And I think he's, I mean, I think he can score. I mean, he can shoot it, and you can see him. I think he can create a little bit. They ran him with the offense through him. He had the ball in his hands, remember, during the playoffs at times last year. So, I'm with you when it comes to Tobias.
All right, yeah. I believe in, I'm a Philly fan through and through. And I believe Philly's, I like hockey. I still don't understand hockey, Jason, so I don't know what to say. But I believe they'd be better. Yep. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your day.
All right,
you too,
man.
Blaze.
Thanks,
take
Blaze.
It easy, buddy.
Yeah, the 4-for-4 parade. For all four?
Yeah.
On a $100 bet?
Yeah.
$9.8 million.
No way.
Yeah.
$9.8 million.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Imagine what that would have been like 3 years ago.
The 4-for-4. You know, guess what? In Boston, they had a shot at it, right?
Well, the Red Sox won the World Series.
Right.
Then the Patriots. Obviously,
didn't they a couple years ago to come close when the Celtics.
I don't know if they had all four close at the same time, but it would have been the first time since like 1938 that they held three consecutive championships in sports. If the Bruins were able to get it done in the finals this year against St. Louis, which obviously they didn't.
The 4-for-4 parade.
$9.8 million on a hundo. Boy, that's crazy, isn't
That'd
it?
That'd be awesome.
Well, we'd be insufferable as a fan base.
Oh, my God. It'd be the best.
Think about that. I mean, it'd be absolutely incredible. By the way, the Chief back in the area right now running some camps.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Stanley Cup champion coach. So, saw him back in the area, and good for him. By the way, too, I gotta read you this stat. Somebody posted this on Facebook. This guy that I'm friends with, Thomas Arnone, on Facebook goes, in the last three seasons, this is amazing, Giancarlo Stanton has struck out 514 times last 3 years. In Tony Gwynn's entire 20-year career, he struck out 434 times.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It's a different game. There's a game.
And that guy, Gwynn was outrageous.
Yeah, that's the game of choke up.
Holy God. That's an amazing stat.
Nobody's choking up.
No, nobody gets up on the handle a little bit like they used to. They're all hanging onto the knob trying to launch it. And they were launching them last night. 91 home runs. How's his shoulders and arms feel today? 610-632-0975. We're celebrating 86 years of Eagles football. It was their birthday yesterday. The franchise was born. And we're talking some Eagles. We're talking some Sixers here on the Midday Show. 610-632-0975. We're back right after this on the Fanatic. And I got to tell you about my friends at Window Nation. The intense summer heat, it's been back. Oh, man, it's been hot, humid, soupy out there, and your old leaky windows, they produce unnecessary high energy bills. They allow damaging UV rays to fade your valuables and making your windows even less effective. So listen up. While the kids are at camp and families are taking vacation, my trusted friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, well, they have extra capacity right now, and they have to keep the factory busy and the installers working. So for the first time ever, buy one window, get one free. Every window you buy, no minimum or maximum purchase required on all styles of windows. Plus, no down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. But you got to buy now and start saving now and literally pay nothing, not a dollar, for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust. Visit windownation.com or make the call to 866-90-NATION to get one free window for every window you buy, plus no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for a full 24 months. So call soon. The sale ends on July 31st and tell them Jason sent you.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11:22. So it is fun, like, just kind of musing and thinking, you know, could the double-double, forget the 4-4 parade, but the double-double parade.
That's outlandish.
Could that happen? I mean, that's plausible.
It's in play, right?
It's plausible.
I mean, you got two teams that we... A lot of us here, now we look through them through our fandom glasses a little bit, feel like they can win a championship. Vegas agrees to some level that both of those teams are in that mix or of that caliber. So, yeah, it's plausible. Is it likely? I don't know if it's likely, but probably not. I mean, you got to win the first one. The Eagles got to get it done first to win two, you know, for to pull the double in 1 year. But it's plausible.
Yeah, I mean, they're as good as any other team. Like,
start off the roaring 20s, though.
I look at the AFC, and I mean, you have Kansas City, who I really like.
Yeah,
and I'm not in love with New England. Yeah, like, you know, Cleveland's got a lot of hype on it.
Yep.
Patriots are the Patriots, but again, I mean, at some point, it's gotta dwindle a little bit. Right, you would think.
Yeah, I feel like we've said that 100 years.
Now, I know, but still, I mean, now you
but there is an expiration date on everything,
right?
You know, and Father Time always wins, right, undefeated,
right? And then you have, you know, a lot of people like the Colts. The Colts.
Yeah, the Colts are 12-1 to win the
Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm not in love with the Colts.
Yeah,
I mean, so I and then you look at the NFC and. You know, they're alive in the NFC.
Yeah, totally agree.
I mean, who are they? Who would you put them as an underdog against right now
in the NFC?
Like nobody, right? I mean, yeah. You know,
see, I don't love the Saints because I don't know about Breeze. Again, I'm talking about Father Time.
And he looked in the playoffs. Both he and Brady in their last games played looked beatable.
Tired arms. Yeah, I don't. I guess. They'd be a dog. Well, obviously, go neutral field. They may be a dog to the Rams if the Rams are what they kind of were in last year's regular season, which was a really dynamic team that can throw the ball, run the ball with Gurley, great D line.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's a maybe. Listen, I think they have the best player in the game in Aaron Donald.
Yeah,
I do. I think he's. We're talking about doing our top tens. He's number one.
Is that right? Not a quarterback, too.
I mean, Aaron Donald is. I mean, he's out every play.
Zero sacks against the Eagles.
He's the best player. No, I know, but he's the best. I mean,
most you know, impactful.
The most important player is a quarterback. But
yeah.
If you're going to go best player,
I'm
a big Aaron Donald fan. But
yeah.
All that said, you know, I don't think the Eagles are a locked underdog, and they could easily be a favorite against the Rams.
They went into Los Angeles the last 2 years and won. So. I know you can't use that as the ultimate indicator in the NFL, but recently they have gone into that building and come away with a win. When last year, especially when nobody thought they were going to win that game last year. No one.
And the
year before is when Wentz got hurt.
And look, in their schedule, I mean, I think their schedule it plays out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Other than that,
you get some big games at home against New England, Seattle.
Yep. Yeah, I look
at your road schedule is not a treacherous.
Well, there's one spot I don't like. I don't like the three
games on the road.
Yeah. I don't like that. And I don't like the way that part of it lays out. But other than that, I think you're right. I mean, but the teams in that three, you know, games on the road are Minnesota, Dallas, and then Buffalo. So does that mitigate any of it? Two of those teams we know are pretty good. Minnesota and Dallas would be pretty good. And that's on the road on a Sunday night. And Buffalo might be an improved team on October 27th. Then you got one more game at home, and then you got your bye week. The bye week couldn't come at a better time, probably,
right,
for the team. But you're right. You got the opportunity to get off to a good start. What's Atlanta? I mean, that's a sexy team. A lot of people are. Anytime Matt Ryan and Julio are involved, That's a team that people are going to find.
After, I mean, their defense was tragically bad last year.
Yeah, horrible.
I mean, terrible.
Yeah. And you come out in week one, just thrash the Redskins. Just thrash them. You know what I mean? And then go into Atlanta and Sunday Night Football.
It's pretty wild week two.
Yeah. Let me give you the line on week one, all right? Eagles, Redskins. Eagles, an 8.5-point choice.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yep. 610-632-0975. But is it feasible? Is the parlay in play to get the, what was it, 13,000, 12,900, something like that? That's the payout on a $100 bet. Is that wise money? Is that putting wise money down? It's a big payout.
Well, it's not why it's, you know, the odds are against you. It's why it's a $13,000 payout.
But is it worth the hun, though?
So it's funny. The Johnny Sarah on the text board says, could you imagine that? Birds win the Super Bowl, right? And you got the ticket.
Oh.
So until June, you're rooting for the Sixers. You know, they win it. You're going to cast a monster.
What do you consider at any point? Remember that guy who had the ticket?
No, you can't
for
do
the Blues,
it.
Hedging it all.
Right.
Can't. You got to just ride it.
Well, you're not.
Because your fandom's involved, too. It'd be a violation.
The only time you would have to hedge it would be if they make the finals.
See, I don't think you can as a fan. I think that brings out bad juju.
Do you?
Yeah. No, you got to stay away. You got to just ride it completely. When you do it, you can't.
I was like that guy with the Blues.
Yeah, and he just cashed a monster.
Blues fan, yeah.
Yeah, and he refused to sell it.
He cashed, what, $100,000?
I would more than that.
I think it was 100 grand.
Their odds at the time, they were worse team in the NHL when he made the bet.
Yeah.
And they won with a cup. It's just crazy. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Delco. We got some open lines, by the way. Vinny and Delco's on the Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
Guys, how are you? Great show as always.
Hey, Vin.
Listen, man, back to your thing about the thirst for the Eagles and the training camp and everything. Now, I'm sure obviously not having one at all, you know, is a huge thing and then getting over that hump. But for me, it was the fact that we were so close so many times and fell short. And you almost were like, man, are we cursed? Did something happen? What are we doing here? But I almost see the same thing happening now with the Sixers. Now that we've won the Super Bowl, you know, I can almost correlate like last year's loss to the Celtics to us losing to the Rams in 99. Like, hey, you know what? We were there, but they were a better team and we did something. Now this year we lose to Toronto. I can correlate that to losing to Tampa Bay. Rondé Barber is Kawhi Leonard. The same kind of heartbreak. I'm just hoping we don't have to suffer this long with the Sixers like we did with the Eagles.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm expecting them. I mean, you got to be same thing, Eastern Conference Finals, then get to the finals, and you got a chance to win it.
Yeah, Rams was the one, by the way, but yeah.
I'm sorry. So I knew it was right around there. But I love the moves in free agency. I think, Anthony, you said it earlier, versatility on this team is tremendous. I think we're defensive versatility.
Yeah.
I think they can put so many different lineups on the floor. I think we can guard teams when they go big, when they go small. You know, we're going to be able to dwarf some of these guys. I hated losing JJ, but, you know, we're improved so much on the defensive end now. You know, I'm excited, man. I really, it's funny. We're almost, we're 2 months away, 2 weeks away from camp, and I'm talking basketball still.
I know. It's funny. And I said this earlier, Vin. I'm still enamored by what's going on in the NBA.
So much more parity now, and it's great. It's great for the league.
I mean, it really is. Like, you know, it'll be fun to watch next year. Like that. I mean, the Western Conference is ridiculous. I mean, there's seven teams that can actually win it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the Jazz make great moves this year. You know, the Clippers, obviously, you know, with that huge hammer swing. But I love what the Jazz
and the Lakers are. They made a couple big signs. We know how good they are. But there's other teams. I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers got beat.
No, not at all. Not at all. And they're not going to lose to, you know, some scrub team. There's the West, like you said, it's stacked.
Yeah, that's the thing about Vinny, and I was complaining a little bit about the collusion in the NBA yesterday, but as I said yesterday too, all's well that ends well. It is spread out now. There isn't this one team that is just like Golden State was for those years with Durant and Steph and Clay and Draymond and everybody that was just head and shoulders greater than everybody. They were. That's not the case now. There's like four teams in the West that you could see coming out. We don't know how it's going to go. LeBron running the point. What's Boogie going to be able to give them? How are they going to assimilate there in Los Angeles now? Look at the Clippers. They're adding all kinds of players. That could be the team that knocks them out.
It could be, yeah. I agree. You know what's really interesting is the two coaches.
Of the LA teams?
No. Of the
our teams.
Doug Peterson and Brett Brown.
Mm. Boy. It's almost polar opposites.
Well, not really.
And I'm talking about from the fans' view of them.
Well, let me ask you a question, speaking of Doug, right? So he wins it. Do you automatically, guys have won it before, and it doesn't make you be a great coach.
Ryan Billick.
But do you have that Doug is an elite coach in the NFL?
Such a weird word, yeah.
Are we convinced? I guess so. I think he's done a really good job. I think he's masterful at how he gets his players to play.
He's not an elite strategist.
But is he an elite coach? I mean, you win it. You win it in your second year. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean you
with a backup quarterback?
Does that mean you're an elite coach, or does it mean that just the winds of fortune blew your way?
And they capitalized on the underdog mentality with the mass and everything.
It's interesting because we take it for granted. I think we all feel very good about Doug.
Yeah,
but is he going into this season? Is this do you think he is an elite coach?
I mean, you win it twice in 3 years.
Well, then you're elite coach.
You're an elite coach, right. Yeah. And we feel like they're certainly in position because the general manager has set the stage. God, this is a cop-out answer, but I don't think he'd be the reason why they didn't win it. But I don't know that I'm going to say yet that he's an elite coach. He's a very, very good coach. I don't know if I can go great coach yet.
Because, but isn't it interesting? And you look at Brett and you go, all right, because so much, let's look at both these coaches for a second, because I think they're really interesting. Doug has Carson back. He won with Nick Foles. Now, when he was coaching Carson for that first part of the Super Bowl season, they were incredible, right? Oh, the offense was really, really good. But he changed the offense a lot. RPOs, it was a different type of offense. Now he's got Carson back. He's got DeSean Jackson. He's got two running backs. He's got two tight ends. Like, you gotta be, different now.
Yeah.
You need to, we talk about 12 personnel all the time. You need to have more 12 personnel.
He's got a lot more tools to be a lot more creative.
Right. So, yeah. where is that now? Look at Brett. You have completely changed your team. Brett's dream team, and you can tell by his style, I think with the team that fit him the most was 2 years ago when they had Ilyasova, Bellinelli, mm-hmm. and all they did was run up and down the floor.
Shoot threes.
Right? Like, that's what he always wanted to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember having deep conversations with him about NBA strategy and, about his own system and all. Well, this system is completely different. Now, you still have the element of the three,
yeah.
But you're more half court based. You got to integrate Ben as a half court. You got to make sure Joe is properly in the low post at times.
Think with the acquisition of Horford,
like you're more half court, and he was always an up and down guy.
Yeah,
he was always a pace guy.
If he's going to try and play that system with this group, it ain't going
to
work.
Well, they're right. Yeah, well, you can't. He's not going to because you have to come up with a different type of system.
Yeah.
But I think the two, and they're both offensive guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, here you go. These two, and I'm curious, our faith meter in both of these coaches, because I think they both have tremendous challenges ahead, both men.
Because they have tremendous players at their disposal, and so the expectations are high too.
And I do think their greatest gifts are similar.
Yeah.
They are both really good leaders. I think Doug is a great leader. I think Brett is a terrific leader. I think they're both, like you said, players guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now where does the X and O element come in? Because we can overrate that at times. But where does that come in with these two different teams and how you attack.
Yeah, and the two sports, football, the strategic element, and basketball, it's different, but they're not that far off with those two sports.
Yeah.
They're really not, so especially when you consider what Brett's going to put on the floor. I mean, and like you said before, I think so much of it comes down to the other two guys. The two as highest pressured guys in the city.
Well, right.
And Wentz and Simmons and their effect on those guys.
Well, exactly. But you got to make sure you get the most out of those guys.
Yep, absolutely. If you're going to win a title, then you better.
You know, now Carson's easier, I think. I mean,
he's a wind up and go.
Except, you know.
Don't put him in peril.
Well, don't put him in peril. And the other thing, too, is, you know, there was, we remember some of the talk about Carson and the coaches and the room and some of the charges against Carson that he was too, I don't want to use the word stubborn because I wasn't.
Headstrong.
But that was out there in multiple reports, including the Joe Santaliquita story. So,
you know, Carson kind of admitted it.
Yeah. You know, that's a part of the whole thing, right?
Absolutely. It plays a part in it. And you got to wonder how that coming out publicly, how that affects Carson and what those two players in particular have learned from their first, in Carson's case, 3 years, and in Ben's case, 2 years in the NBA.
Yes.
And how they change their game. Like, Ben didn't give us the juicy answers at his exit interview. He didn't tell us, yeah, I need to come back and be able to shoot. He didn't say it. He knows it. He's not an idiot.
Yes.
But is the willingness going to be there? And for Carson, is it the willingness to be around for the entire war and not just to win every battle?
I mean, you know.
Preserve yourself a little
right.
bit.
Right.
Oh, boy. It's a lot of big questions that need to be, and they'll only be answered in time. But you're right. The two guys got to be able to get through to their player that it's about the big picture.
And then you have not only those two players, but the whole systems. Like, what are the
systems? Oh, man, yeah.
Like, you know, and you look at Doug and you go, he's got a lot of weapons. Yeah. How do you deploy all those weapons?
How do you get the most out of Dallas Goedert and that 12 personnel? Also with Deshaun Jackson and
also understanding, but like how you deal with Deshaun, who at this stage of his career usually will miss a couple games. So you got to, you know, how you use him.
Yeah, if I set it at 12 and a half on Deshaun games, that's about the line that you're going to figure he's going to play this season. That's just
because of age, you know, and you're a speed guy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be, you know, you got to work, and you need him healthy for a playoff run.
Yeah, that's the biggest key. Again, load management.
Well, there's a semblance of it. Yeah.
How do you
have Jordan Howard on the field? You know, you got all kinds of different. You have two backs that are going to be playing roles.
Yeah, not to mention Corey Clement.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it's Josh Adams or Wendell Smallwood. I tend to think Josh Adams is the depth guy and Wendell they probably move on from.
I don't know, because he does something different than, but you got Corey, and Josh kind of does what Corey does. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how
maybe redundant.
I don't know how it shakes out. All I do know is that you have a lot of weapons. You got the issue with quarterback, with the health, and even his own legacy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm sure Carson, because the pressure is so much on Carson and Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and that pressure is equal to on those two coaches because there's an expectation to do great things. Most people believe that both of those teams can get to a championship round.
Yeah.
So that's inherent pressure.
Yeah.
It just is. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. We got two open lines. Grab them. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And I got to tell you about my friends at the Rothenberg Law Firm. Now, you know what stats mean in sports. We talk about them all the time when it comes to our great Philly teams, our players, and their stats. And every sports fan knows how important they are to measuring success and figuring out what's working and sometimes what's not working. Well, when I saw the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, I was blown away. Sure, you've known that Allen and his firm have been winning here in Philly for years, but it's even bigger than that. Listen to these stats. Did you know that they've been winning for injured people for nearly 50 years? Did you know that they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases? And did you know that they've won billions of dollars for injured people? That's billions with a B. So you don't have to be a manager of a team to know that these guys are winners. The stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, make the call to the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number, 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or you can always visit their website at injurylawyer.com. Again, that's injurylawyer.com.
Fanatic Sports Update. Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Right, 11:47. Midday show on this Tuesday, July the 9th, and we careen towards the end of July. I can't wait. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, the countdown is on, Anthony. I bring it up every day. I'm going to bring it up again. That the NFL season kickoff is just 58 days away. Florida, Miami. I think it's the Swamp, if I'm correct. 46 days away.
I think it might be in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's one of those kickoff classes.
Yeah.
And 14 days, 22 hours, and 12 minutes. Basically 15 days until they report the no-care for training camp. So it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's either there or Atlanta, one of those, those kickoff venues.
They used to have it at the Meadowlands or in Jersey all the time at the Meadowlands back in the day. I remember Penn State playing USC there, if I recall, one year.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they had the kickoff thing.
You know, but I do think it's really interesting to discuss with the two coaches, how we feel about both these coaches right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the two key players on both those teams, Carson and Ben.
Yeah, those are like the linchpin guys.
Yeah.
And they're both lightning rods for different reasons. Carson has shown that he is an elite level, MVP level quarterback and performer in the NFL. Ben has shown flashes of being a generational player, but he's missing a huge key aspect to his game that he hasn't shown us yet. So he's not a fully developed product yet, and he came in younger. I mean, he's only 22. Carson came in at, I think, 22 or 23 in his rookie year, and obviously he come in different after 1 year of college in basketball, and Carson 4 years in North Dakota. But they both carry the same burden, which is they may be the biggest determining factor to winning the championship or not.
Right.
Whew, man, I'll tell you, that's a big thing to carry around every day in a backpack.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And then the coaches, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you look in this town, we're hard on coaches. I think sometimes we're a little harder than we should be on coaches.
Yeah, we are.
And look, I was hard on Doug, no doubt about it, but I think we blame coaches sometimes for things that are out of their hands or shouldn't be in their hands. And I think that's certainly been the case with Brett. I think that sometimes we've given him blame for things that were out of his control.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I never believe that it's a coach's job to get players ready to play. Not if you're a professional athlete.
It's, you know, but again, I view it a little bit differently, more about, you know, the strategy element, the strategic element to me is.
And that's neither strength.
You know, it's funny. You know, I'm not sure. I don't know. But, you know, Doug is still, you know, he's still a young coach in this league, so I still think he's making his mark.
Well, he had Reich and DeFilippo the way they wanted.
As a strategist.
Yeah. A lot of people give Reich a lot of credit, and Reich had a successful year last year. I don't know how much of I don't know the pie chart of how much those guys had to do with decision-making. I have no idea. I don't know the love or no. Doug knows, and Reich knows, and DeFilippo knows. But I don't know. I don't know how much of that was on them. I mean, Doug had a good year last year, considering. Yeah. Carson coming back from a knee injury and then dealing with the back after October 7th against the Vikings. You know, so I don't know. But you're right, there's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure in this town. And there should be.
Now, they were, you know, it's funny because the Sixers were better defensively after the quote-unquote change. Now, you know.
Was that coincidence? I don't think so. When Billy Lang left?
Well, I didn't want to say it like that, but, you know, I mean, there was a notable difference in how they play when they had a, you know, I think they just, he needed more of an NBA guy. You know, Billy comes from college. He's a college guy. Like, I think you need more of an NBA guy.
Yeah, the strategy totally changed, yeah. And all of a sudden the results changed. So I think they went in.
And that was a problem with, you know, Jimmy. You remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember post game comments from JJ Redick as well, kind of going like, I don't know what we're doing late in games here. We're not switching. It was one of those games where they opened up Broadway for, I forget who it was, maybe Kemba, and he just goes right to the basket, scores. They win. They lose the game, and they're like kind of all looking at each other like, I thought you had him.
I thought you had him.
You know. Let's get back to the phone. 610-632-0975. Carlton in Mount Airy is on the Fanatic. What's up, Carlton?
Hey, Jason, cuz, what's going on?
Hey, buddy. It was good to have you last week.
And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it a lot. You helped me out so much. So I thank you and the whole family over there for making me feel at home.
Cool.
So the coaches, I got to get into that, man, because I love this topic. And I thank you for bringing this topic on a week of no sports. So I thank you. I have more confidence in Doug Peterson. Even though I think Brett's done doing a great job. But I love Dougie P because I can honestly say he has shown me that he can adjust when situations happen and still get into the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. Carson went down. He adjusted the offense. Used Nick Foles, still got to the Super Bowl. Even when Carson went down again last year, he still adjusted the offense. He still changed his whole offense up, and the Eagles still made it into the playoffs and actually won, even though it was a double doink. But they still won, and they could have won the second game in the Saints. So I'm a little bit more confident in Doug, even though we have a different team, but he showed me that he can still get his team to the second round of the playoffs, even with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, listen, I would expect people to have way more confidence in Doug Super Bowl and last year, right? Like, so I would expect that. I'm just curious, like, how he attacks and how he comes out from that strategic standpoint with Carson now. And, you know, I mean, it's him and how they work together and the whole thing.
I think we're going to see the Carson of old and the Dougie P of old, like, right before, like, before Nick Foles, like, his Super Bowl year. I feel like he's going to be going for it a lot more. He's going to be more himself. Because now he knows it's him and Carson. Now he knows he has a lot more weapons. On this team, minus the Rams, it's either home field advantage or bust for me. Because at this point, you have a really good team to where he can finally be himself. I feel like he's going to do a lot more fourth quarter calls as well. Fourth down calls, I feel like he's going to go right back to that and show like that fearless Doug. That fearless play calling that we saw 2 years ago.
Really? He was in Carson's second year, the Super Bowl year, he was insanely aggressive.
Yeah, he was.
You know, a lot of times we're scratching our head, but their conversion rate was so high that you got to go, well, I'm not questioning this anymore. But.
Yeah, there was really only one play that I didn't like was the 4th and 7 one.
On their side of the 50?
Yeah, that's the only one I really didn't like.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, he when it comes to those 4th and 3s and 4th and 2s, and you know, I mean, he's real aggressive, and you know, I mean, he's staunch. You know, you don't see them taking a lot of time like deciding it. No. He's like, let's go.
Yeah,
I give him credit.
And if this is going to be a dynamic offense, like we believe it's going to be, maybe the most dynamic we've ever seen in this city, they have weapons to be that. If that is the case, then he's going to be really aggressive offensively. Yeah. Absolutely. Because that just strains the defense.
Yeah.
You get him to 4th down and 2, and you think you're getting off the field, and then boom, they convert. That takes your soul.
Yeah.
You know? Let's go to VT Ron in Myrtle Beach on the Fanatic. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, boys, what's going on? How you doing?
Yo, Ron.
You're going on.
Hey, we are. We're doing it, too. We're doing it. We got it all together. I had to get in on this Tuesday because I got to tell you something. I think Dougie becomes elite if he wins it this year because he's got all the weapons to do it with. Stop and think about a lot of the things that he can do offensively. He could go underneath. He can run the ball. He could go over the top with Deshaun. So there is a plethora of play calling that he can do. Well, if he could demonstrate that he could use that to the advantage and get there again and win it again, he becomes an elite guy.
And the thing that I wanted to make a comparison to, take a look at Andy Reid. Now, would you consider Andy Reid elite? He's never won. He's never won the big one.
Listen, I know I'm in the minority. I find him elite. I think he's an elite coach.
You do?
I do.
Even though he didn't win it?
Listen, all those wins, he's number 7 in all-time wins.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's all time.
I wanted to throw that out to you, Ant. I wanted to throw Andy Reid. I think he's a great coach. And he's got to win one before he retires. But anyway, he's got the quarterback to do it now, too. He does.
Yep.
He does. I mean, Mahone is a heck of a player, and I can't wait for July the 24th to come by. Oh, and by the way, hey, Jason, you want to go out to Notre Dame this year? Virginia Tech plays Notre Dame on the 2nd of November. We're going out there. I got my first doubleheader. I'm going to Tech on the 7th, and I'll be in Philly on the 8th. So that's my doubleheader. Put some miles on the tires again.
I expect nothing less from you.
By the way, unless that Miami-Florida State game is in Doak, unless they moved it for the ACC kickoff, ACC network kickoff, I think that's in Doak, but I think that's at the end of the year.
Oh, okay. So you're doing that Notre Dame game and then the Chicago Bear game in Philly on Sunday?
No. My wife will kill me.
Wait, when's the Notre Dame game that you're telling me about?
The Notre Dame game is the 2nd.
Of November?
Of November, yes.
Yeah, and just come right over to Philly. The game gets over, sure, have her drive.
Sure. She's going to come pick me up, too?
Yeah, come on. I thought you had it all taken care of, Ron.
No, man,
I appreciate it.
That game that we're talking about,
yeah,
is Miami versus Florida.
Oh, Miami and Florida.
August 24th game.
Yeah.
And that's at
the SEC-ACC kickoff, because if that's the case, then it's in Atlanta.
It's at Camping World Stadium, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome, Ronnie.
So that's a good one. It's awesome stuff.
All right, rotate your tires, man.
Yeah, man. It's great talking to y'all again.
Always a pleasure.
A lot more now that football season's starting.
There you go, man. Hey, Ron's got to rotate the tires on the vehicles because he puts a lot of miles on. Goes all over the country seeing teams play. It's awesome.
Yeah, the Votek stuff. The Votek and the Irish.
Oh, Notre Dame. Touchdown Jesus. I got to get to Notre Dame. Never been.
You got a college. You're a college football fan, so yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah, there's so many stadiums I want to go to. Like, I want to go to the Big House. I want to see Penn State play Michigan at the Big House.
So that game's in Orlando. Camping World Stadium's in Orlando.
Okay.
So it's Florida, Miami, in Orlando on August 24th.
Yep, coming up, man. It's not that far off. Preparations will get underway shortly as the college football athletes will get on the field, start preparing. I imagine the very beginning of August, they'll be going through practices, through fall practice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're starting early, August 24th.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a week before Labor Day weekend.
But it's kind of funny because the college, you don't have preseason.
Yeah, no games.
That's why soon they'll get rid of two of them, without a doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. They'll get rid of the cash grab and they'll.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.